On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Ray St. Charles. He's currently on the longest walk to save the salmon. On November 1st, Ray and others started walking from Seattle, and they're on their way to San Francisco. They're going to be gathering at Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay on the 23rd for the annual Unthanksgiving Day Sunrise Ceremony. Hi, Ray. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bonjour. Thank you for having us on.
Bonjour. Ray, where are you? You're in Santa Rosa right now, correct?
Yeah, we're on our mission to get to Alcatraz Island, but we truly believe in one people, one planet, and we walk it, we don't talk it. So with all the terrible things that happen here in this town, not only with the people, but with the animals and the wildlife and what had happened in this big scar on Mother Earth right now. So we took time out of our day to come here and pray for what had happened here. So we're sitting on top of the Fountain Grove Mountain right now. We just got done with our walk, and we're praying for everything that was lost here. I'm staying right next to a barn that was here from the 1880s, 150 years, and it's gone now. So it's important that people know that we got to take care of this Mother Earth out there. It's very, very important. We take care of it, and it will take care of us.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. Can you tell us a bit about this walk to save the salmon, this longest walk, when you started and how it's been along the way?
It's been an honor and privilege to walk for the salmon people and for the salmon in the ocean. We started our journey in Seattle on November 1st, and 1,008 miles in 23 days, and we went last week through Oregon, 305 or 308 miles through torrential rain, wind, sleet, no complaints, nothing but cheery faces. I've assembled a group of unbelievable people. We have people, Buddhist monks from Tokyo. We have people from all over the United States. And the people that I've gathered, we're about we, not me. And we're walking for Native Americans, but we're really walking for mankind.
Yeah.
It's been just an amazing journey, and the communities that have hosted us and getting to share our stories with the grandmothers and the aunties and the elders has just been a tremendous blessing.
I can imagine. I mean, you see the world differently when you're on foot, right?
Yeah, we drive around with blinders on, you know, 50, 75 miles an hour down the freeway, and we never really get time to stop and smell the roses. I'm telling you people out there to stop and smell the roses, because we're just here for a blink in time. So blessings get blessings, but blessings give blessings.
Yeah.
And the salmon are ingrained on the whole West Coast, and we've lost over 100 species. And between the algae blooms and the dams and all the water is counted on every drop, I don't know what people are going to have to wait for to the last salmon is caught, to the last river's dried up before they realize what we're doing to this Mother Earth, the Squamish Quay. And we really need to slow down and kind of take care of it, because we owe our kids, and we owe our kids' kids and our kids' kids water and clean air to drink. And the way society's going right now, I don't see that happening unless we come together as a people. Native Americans will lead this way. But we need all people to get behind us and support us and support each other and be kind on Mother Earth and be kind to each other, too.
Right.
So it's been a spiritual journey.
I can imagine. I mean, what happens to a group of people when you walk out in the elements, you know, together for 23 days?
Well, I've walked across the United States 5 times, and it usually takes me 5.5 months to go across. So this has been a very quick journey. But when you laugh, you cry, you sweat, you bleed with one another, no matter where you're from, because we have non-natives with us, you become a family. And what I'm trying to do is plant the seeds for our future generations, and I'm trying to inspire our youth. And I want to be the water and the fertilizer, and I want to watch our future leaders grow. I'm just trying to play a very, very small part in that. I'm a humble person, and I'm just a man trying to give back before he's gone. It's really that simple. It's just about giving back a little bit before we're gone.
Yeah.
And wherever the spirit takes you, the spirit will take you. So I've donated the rest of my life to giving back to Mother Earth. And I'm 49 years old now. I've been living this way now for quite a long time, and the blessings I've received personally have been truly humbling.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's kind of an eye-opening experience to be on this journey with you, but also, you know, to talk about these things. It does sort of wake us up to how things are and how we live our lives and what's possible. What's the significance of gathering on Alcatraz Island on this Thursday, November 23rd?
It's a very emotional day for Native Americans because people out there don't really realize between the boarding schools and the smallpox and just the genocide that's happened to Native Americans, it hasn't been a bed of roses. And so I understand the hallmark moment of the holiday, but for Native Americans, we look at it through totally different eyes. And I tell people, don't judge us till you walk the day in our moccasins. We've had an extremely hard existence. You know, we were almost wiped out, but we're still here. And so we rally in Alcatraz Island for ourselves. And people out there would probably be pretty shocked to know what the real truth was to the meaning of Thanksgiving and all that. So I understand that people have to share it with their families on the good day, but the meaning of Alcatraz isn't like we sat down at the table and had this wonderful meal. We were brutally, brutally taken care of by the settlers that came in between the smallpox, the bullets, and the long walks of the people that they have to take. I challenge people to delve into what the real truths are about what happened to us and understand us a little bit. We're good people. We've cared, but we've suffered tremendously. So that's a day that Native Americans get together on that island and celebrate one another.
Yeah, it's a really somber day, actually. It sounds like it will be hopefully healing experience, but definitely something that we all need to take into consideration this Thursday. Ray, as I understand it, you're Ojibwe. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm Ojibwe, Eagle Clan person from a tribe in Minnesota called the White Earth Band of Ojibwe Indians. We're about 22,500 strong, come from a long line of proud people. And I'm walking for my ancestors today and my grandparents and the people up in the Western Door to honor my family and the stuff that we had paid. So I encourage people to learn their language, celebrate one another.
We don't have very much time left, Ray, but I know that you also walked through Talawa, Yurok, and Wiyok country when you were up here in our area. Did you have a good experience connecting with Native peoples up in Humboldt and Del Norte counties here?
As soon as we walked into California, the people have been unbelievable to us. The blessings we received from the tribes have been, it's been something very special. So I'd like to, if anybody's out there from these tribes, I'd like to say a huge, huge chimagwech to the people of Del Norte County and Humboldt County and all the tribes in California that support us down this way and Washington and Oregon. But as soon as we walked in, first up into California, we were greeted by people and welcomed with open arms. So be very proud of yourself up there in Northern California. You've got great people and great communities up there. And thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of the walk runs heart.
Well, thank you so much, Ray. We're out of time, and I know you're walking to San Francisco. Do you want to leave us with any last few words in just a few seconds?
Yes. Tread lightly on one another and tread lightly on this Mother Earth. And think about what we're doing out there and love one another and be kind to this planet. And there's people out there that care, and we care. That's our message. And we'll see you next year on the Salmon Run. And looking forward to coming back through here again and making it bigger and better.
Wonderful. Thank you. And in the meantime, people can... Thank you, Ray. And people can follow you on The Longest Walk, Save the Salmon on Facebook, right?
Yes. We'll have future dates coming up, and we'll announce next year's schedule. So I encourage people to bring their kids out, their grandparents out, come and walk with us for a minute or a day. Every step is a prayer. Every mile is a ceremony. So please come and join us. Join us on Facebook. Thank you.
Be safe out there.
Okay. Pamapi Gigwamin. Later I'll see you.